Welcome to the Total Torah Podcast by Rediscover Judaism. This week's portion is Vayikra and begins in the book of Vayikra, or Leviticus, with chapter 1, verse 1. The Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting, saying, "Speak to the Israelite people, and say to them, when any of you presents an offering of cattle to the Lord, he shall choose his offering from the herd or from the flock. If his offering is a burnt offering from the herd, he shall make his offering a male without blemish. He shall bring it to the entrance of the tent of meeting for acceptance in his behalf before the Lord. He shall lay his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, that it may be acceptable in his behalf, in expiation for him. The bull shall be slaughtered before the Lord, and Aaron's sons, the priests, shall offer the blood, dashing the blood against all sides of the altar, which is at the entrance of the tent of meeting. The burnt offering shall be flayed and cut up into sections. The sons of Aaron the priest shall put fire on the altar and lay out wood upon the fire, and Aaron's sons, the priests, shall lay out the sections with the head and the suet on the wood that is on the fire upon the altar. Its entrails and legs shall be washed with water, and the priest shall turn the whole into smoke on the altar as a burnt offering, an offering by fire of pleasing odor to the Lord. If his offering for a burnt offering is from the flock, of sheep or of goats, he shall make his offering a male without blemish. It shall be slaughtered before the Lord on the north side of the altar, and Aaron's sons, the priests, shall dash its blood against all sides of the altar. When it has been cut up into sections, the priest shall lay them out, with the head and the suet on the wood that is on the fire upon the altar. The entrails and the legs shall be washed with water. The priest shall offer up and turn the whole into smoke on the altar. It is a burnt offering, an offering by fire, of pleasing odor to the Lord. The second Aliyah begins with chapter 1, verse 14. If his offering to the Lord is a burnt offering of birds, he shall choose his offering from turtle doves or pigeons. The priest shall bring it to the altar, pinch off its head, and turn it into smoke on the altar, and its blood shall be drained out against the side of the altar. He shall remove its crop with its contents, and cast it into the place of the ashes at the east side of the altar. The priest shall tear it open by its wings, without severing it, and turn it into smoke on the altar, upon the wood that is on the fire. It is a burnt offering, an offering by fire, of pleasing odor to the Lord. When a person presents an offering of meal to the Lord, his offering shall be of choice flour. He shall pour oil upon it, lay frankincense on it, and present it to Aaron's sons, the priests. The priests shall scoop out of it a handful of its choice flour and oil, as well as all of its frankincense, and this token portion he shall turn into smoke on the altar, as an offering by fire, of pleasing odor to the Lord. And the remainder of the meal offering shall be for Aaron and his sons, a most holy portion from the Lord's offerings by fire. When you present an offering of meal baked in the oven, it shall be of choice flour, unleavened cakes with oil mixed in, or unleavened wafers spread with oil. If your offering is a meal offering on a griddle, it shall be of choice flour with oil mixed in, unleavened. Break it into bits and pour oil on it. It is a meal offering. The third Aliyah begins with chapter 2, verse 7. If your offering is a meal offering in a pan, it shall be made of choice flour in oil. When you present to the Lord a meal offering that is made in any of these ways, it shall be brought to the priest who shall take it up to the altar. The priest shall remove the token portion from the meal offering and turn it into smoke on the altar as an offering by fire, of pleasing odor to the Lord. And the remainder of the meal offering shall be for Aaron and his sons, a most holy portion from the Lord's offerings by fire. No meal offering that you offer to the Lord shall be made with leaven, for no leaven or honey may be turned into smoke as an offering by fire to the Lord. You may bring them to the Lord as an offering of choice products, but they shall not be offered on the altar for a pleasing odor. You shall season your every offering of meal with salt. You shall not omit from your meal offering the salt of your covenant with God. With all your offerings you must offer salt. If you bring a meal offering of first fruits to the Lord, you shall bring new ears, parched with fire, grits of the fresh grain, as your meal offering of first fruits. You shall add oil to it and lay frankincense on it. It is a meal offering. And the priest shall turn a token portion of it into smoke, some of the grits and oil, with all of the frankincense, as an offering by fire to the Lord. The fourth Aliyah begins with chapter 3, verse 1. If his offering is a sacrifice of well-being, if he offers of the herd, whether a male or a female, he shall bring before the Lord one without blemish. He shall lay his hand upon the head of his offering, and slaughter it at the entrance of the tent of meeting, and Aaron's sons, the priests, shall dash the blood against all sides of the altar. He shall then present from the sacrifice of well-being, as an offering by fire to the Lord, the fat that covers the entrails, and all the fat that is about the entrails, the two kidneys and the fat that is on them, that is at the loins, and the protuberance on the liver, which he shall remove with the kidneys. Aaron's sons shall turn these into smoke on the altar, with the burnt offering which is upon the wood that is on the fire, as an offering by fire of pleasing odor to the Lord. And if his offering for a sacrifice of well-being to the Lord is from the flock, whether a male or a female, he shall offer one without blemish. If he presents a sheep as his offering, he shall bring it before the Lord, and lay his hand upon the head of his offering. It shall be slaughtered before the tent of meeting, and Aaron's sons shall dash its blood against all sides of the altar. He shall then present as an offering by fire to the Lord the fat from the sacrifice of well-being, the whole broad tail, which shall be removed close to the backbone, the fat that covers the entrails, and all the fat that is about the entrails, the two kidneys and the fat that is on them, that is at the loins, and the protuberance on the liver, which he shall remove with the kidneys. The priest shall turn these into smoke on the altar as food, an offering by fire to the Lord. And if his offering is a goat, he shall bring it before the Lord, and lay his hand upon its head. It shall be slaughtered before the tent of meeting, and Aaron's sons shall dash its blood against all sides of the altar. He shall then present as his offering from it, as an offering by fire to the Lord, the fat that covers the entrails, and all the fat that is about the entrails, the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, that is at the loins, and the protuberance on the liver, which he shall remove with the kidneys. The priest shall turn these into smoke on the altar as food, an offering by fire, of pleasing odor. All fat is the Lord's. It is a law for all time, throughout the ages, in all your settlements, that you must not eat any fat or any blood. The fifth Aliyah begins with chapter 4, verse 1. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the Israelite people thus. When a person unwittingly incurs guilt in regard to any of the Lord's commandments about things not to be done, and does one of them, if it is the anointed priest who has incurred guilt, so that blame falls upon the people, he shall offer for the sin of which he is guilty a bull of the herd without blemish as a sin offering to the Lord. He shall bring the bull to the entrance of the tent of meeting before the Lord, and lay his hand upon the head of the bull. The bull shall be slaughtered before the Lord, and the anointed priest shall take some of the bull's blood and bring it into the tent of meeting. The priest shall dip his finger in the blood, and sprinkle of the blood 7 times before the Lord in front of the curtain of the shrine. The priest shall put some of the blood on the horns of the altar of aromatic incense, which is in the tent of meeting before the Lord. And all the rest of the bull's blood he shall pour out at the base of the altar of burnt offering, which is at the entrance of the tent of meeting. He shall remove all the fat from the bull of the sin offering, the fat that covers the entrails and all the fat that is about the entrails, the two kidneys and the fat that is on them, that is at the loins, and the protuberance on the liver, which he shall remove with the kidneys, just as it is removed from the ox of the sacrifice of well-being. The priest shall turn them into smoke on the altar of burnt offering. But the hide of the bull and all its flesh, as well as its head and legs, its entrails and its dung, all the rest of the bull, he shall carry to a clean place outside the camp, to the ash heap, and burn it up in a wood fire. It shall be burned on the ash heap. If it is the whole community of Israel that has erred, and the matter escapes the notice of the congregation, so that they do any of the things which, by the Lord's commandments, ought not to be done, and they realize their guilt, when the sin through which they incurred guilt becomes known, the congregation shall offer a bull of the herd as a sin offering, and bring it before the tent of meeting. The elders of the community shall lay their hands upon the head of the bull before the Lord, and the bull shall be slaughtered before the Lord. The anointed priest shall bring some of the blood of the bull into the tent of meeting, and the priest shall dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle of it 7 times before the Lord, in front of the curtain. Some of the blood he shall put on the horns of the altar, which is before the Lord in the tent of meeting, and all the rest of the blood he shall pour out at the base of the altar of burnt offering, which is at the entrance of the tent of meeting. He shall remove all its fat from it and turn it into smoke on the altar. He shall do with this bull just as is done with the bull of sin offering. He shall do the same with it. Thus the priest shall make expiation for them, and they shall be forgiven. He shall carry the bull outside the camp, and burn it as he burned the first bull. It is the sin offering of the congregation. In case it is a chieftain who incurs guilt by doing unwittingly any of the things which by the commandment of the Lord his God ought not to be done, and he realizes his guilt, or the sin of which he is guilty is brought to his knowledge, he shall bring as his offering a male goat without blemish. He shall lay his hand upon the goat's head, and it shall be slaughtered at the spot where the burnt offering is slaughtered before the Lord. It is a sin offering. The priest shall take with his finger some of the blood of the sin offering, and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and the rest of its blood he shall pour out at the base of the altar of burnt offering. All its fat he shall turn into smoke on the altar, like the fat of the sacrifice of well-being. Thus the priest shall make expiation on his behalf for his sin, and he shall be forgiven. The sixth Aliyah begins with chapter 4, verse 27. If any person from among the populace unwittingly incurs guilt by doing any of the things which, by the Lord's commandments, ought not to be done, and he realizes his guilt, or the sin of which he is guilty is brought to his knowledge, he shall bring a female goat without blemish as his offering for the sin of which he is guilty. He shall lay his hand upon the head of the sin offering, and the sin offering shall be slaughtered at the place of the burnt offering. The priest shall take with his finger some of its blood, and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering. And all the rest of its blood he shall pour out at the base of the altar. He shall remove all its fat, just as the fat is removed from the sacrifice of well-being, and the priest shall turn it into smoke on the altar, for a pleasing odor to the Lord. Thus the priest shall make expiation for him, and he shall be forgiven. If the offering he brings as a sin offering is a sheep, he shall bring a female without blemish. He shall lay his hand upon the head of the sin offering, and it shall be slaughtered as a sin offering, at the spot where the burnt offering is slaughtered. The priest shall take with his finger some of the blood of the sin offering, and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and all the rest of its blood he shall pour out at the base of the altar. And all its fat he shall remove, just as the fat of the sheep of the sacrifice of well-being is removed. And this the priest shall turn into smoke on the altar, over the Lord's offering by fire. Thus the priest shall make expiation on his behalf for the sin of which he is guilty, and he shall be forgiven. If a person incurs guilt when he has heard a public imprecation, and, although able to testify as one who has either seen or learned of the matter, he does not give information, so that he is subject to punishment, or when a person touches any unclean thing, be it the carcass of an unclean beast, or the carcass of unclean cattle, or the carcass of an unclean creeping thing, and the fact has escaped him, and then, being unclean, he realizes his guilt, or when he touches human uncleanness, any such uncleanness whereby one becomes unclean, and, though he has known it, the fact has escaped him, but later he realizes his guilt, or when a person utters an oath to bad or good purpose, whatever a man may utter in an oath, and, though he has known it, the fact has escaped him, but later he realizes his guilt in any of these matters. When he realizes his guilt in any of these matters, he shall confess that wherein he has sinned. And he shall bring as his penalty to the Lord for the sin of which he is guilty, a female from the flock, sheep or goat, as a sin offering, and the priest shall make expiation on his behalf for his sin. But if his means do not suffice for a sheep, he shall bring to the Lord, as his penalty for that of which he is guilty, two turtle doves, or two pigeons, one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering. He shall bring them to the priest, who shall offer first the one for the sin offering, pinching its head at the nape without severing it. He shall sprinkle some of the blood of the sin offering on the side of the altar, and what remains of the blood shall be drained out at the base of the altar. It is a sin offering. And the second he shall prepare as a burnt offering, according to regulation. Thus the priest shall make expiation on his behalf for the sin of which he is guilty, and he shall be forgiven. The seventh Aliyah begins with chapter 5, verse 11. And if his means do not suffice for two turtle doves or two pigeons, he shall bring as his offering for that of which he is guilty a tenth of an ephah of choice flour for a sin offering. He shall not add oil to it or lay frankincense on it, for it is a sin offering. He shall bring it to the priest, and the priest shall scoop out of it a handful as a token portion of it, and turn it into smoke on the altar, with the Lord's offerings by fire. It is a sin offering. Thus the priest shall make expiation on his behalf, for whichever of these sins he is guilty, and he shall be forgiven. It shall belong to the priest, like the meal offering. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, when a person commits a trespass, being unwittingly remiss about any of the Lord's sacred things, he shall bring as his penalty to the Lord a ram without blemish from the flock, convertible into payment in silver by the sanctuary weight, as a guilt offering. He shall make restitution for that wherein he was remiss about the sacred things, and he shall add a fifth part to it and give it to the priest. The priest shall make expiation on his behalf with the ram of the guilt offering, and he shall be forgiven. And when a person, without knowing it, sins in regard to any of the Lord's commandments about things not to be done, and then realizes his guilt, he shall be subject to punishment. He shall bring to the priest a ram without blemish from the flock, or the equivalent, as a guilt offering. The priest shall make expiation on his behalf for the error that he committed unwittingly, and he shall be forgiven. It is a guilt offering. He has incurred guilt before the Lord. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "When a person sins and commits a trespass against the Lord by dealing deceitfully with his fellow in the matter of a deposit or a pledge, or through robbery, or by defrauding his fellow, or by finding something lost and lying about it, if he swears falsely regarding any one of the various things that one may do and sin thereby, when one has thus sinned and, realizing his guilt, would restore that which he got through robbery or fraud, or the deposit that was entrusted to him, or the lost thing that he found, or anything else about which he swore falsely, he shall repay the principal amount and add a fifth part to it. He shall pay it to its owner when he realizes his guilt. Then he shall bring to the priest, as his penalty to the Lord, a ram without blemish from the flock, or the equivalent, as a guilt offering. The priest shall make expiation on his behalf before the Lord, and he shall be forgiven for whatever he may have done to draw blame thereby." Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Total Torah Podcast. If you're not already a subscriber, be sure to like, follow, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from so that you never miss an episode. If you enjoyed the show, please give us a rating and leave a review, as that will help other people to find us and let us share the Torah even more. And speaking of other people, I'm sure there's someone in your life who would enjoy or benefit from listening to a little bit of Torah each week. Help them out, and us too, by sharing this with them. Have a great week, and I'll see you next Sunday.